Do you know how the Buddha passed away into Parinibbana? According to the sutra, it is said that about 3 to 4 months before he passed away, he had a meal. Yeah, the meal is I think pig's trotto. Yeah, so there's this contention. A lot of different scholars, a lot of different schools, even academics are arguing about this. You know, did he eat really the pig trotto, or is it the truffle, which is the type of mushroom, the mushroom thing? Which one did he eat? Yeah. Then there are those who say the Buddha died of food poisoning. Yeah. Do you know which one is it? Because in the sutta, before he had that last meal, he had this conversation with Mara. And then Mara come to remind him that, now your disciples are all well-trained. You promised long time ago, yeah, that once your disciples are well-trained, then you will leave and enter Parinibbana. Do you know this conversation? Don't know. Go and read Maha Parinibbana Sutta. Okay, it's inside the Digha Nikaya. Go and take a look. So there's this conversation between the Buddha and Mara. So after that, the Buddha told him that, you know, he knows what he has to do. And shortly after that, the Buddha relinquished his life force. Yeah, that means he made a determination that he shall enter Parinibbana in a number of months later. And it is said that it's after that that he had that meal. Yeah. So, for the longest time, we all hear about this. I mean, after all, the Buddha passed away 2,500 over years ago. It's not a recent news, you know. The Buddha didn't pass away last week. So it's like we are still deliberating over it. Long time ago, yeah, ancient history. So we all hear about this. But until now, I never hear anyone highlight a very salient point, which is that when the Buddha announced his eventual demise, yeah, that he's going to enter Parinibbana, he wasn't telling everybody, "Sizhuan不行了." No, he didn't say it this way, you know. He basically declared matter-of-factly that in how many months' time, he's going to enter Parinibbana. And within that few months, he travelled around India, and at each stop, because of the impending passing away, all his students, all the disciples, even non-disciples, they will come and pay respect to him, to listen to him one last time. Yeah, and as he go from places to places, he would do a recap of his teaching, yeah, to remind his disciples of the teaching. And all the way until the final resting point. Yeah. At the final resting point, then there was one last wanderer who wanted to come and see him. And even then, Venerable Ananda wanted to stop that wanderer, yeah, because he, as the attendant, he feels that, you know, the Buddha has committed his whole life to teaching and now he's going to pass away, you know, give him some rest. Yeah, but the Buddha, even that last maybe few hours or few minutes, he said, no, let him come. And when that wanderer came in, the Buddha told him, I shall teach you in brief, listen carefully. Yeah. And that wanderer paid close attention to what was taught. And then after that, he practiced, and in due time, he attained enlightenment. Even until his last day, he was teaching, he was doing, in a way, his life work. Yeah. Until his very last breath, it is said, he exhorted his disciples to strive on with diligence, yeah, not to slack. So I was thinking, how many of us, number one, if we receive news that we have 3 months left, Yeah. No matter how you receive it, let's say one day the doctor tells you, maybe you may say, Choi, Sifu, regretted coming to this talk, acceptance and getting used to it, thought that this is something uplifting, meaningful. First 5 minutes tell me cancer, second 5 minutes tell me about Buddha, third 5 minutes tell me that what if you receive this news from the doctor? Yeah. 好戏还在后头呢. Or what if you sleep at night and then you dream about Sifu, and then Sifu in a dream tell you, Zuo Bing. How do you see him? Yeah. You have 30 more years. 30 or? How old are you now?
35.
30 more years, 65. Just nice. About to get CPF, then gone. What if I tell you, you have... Well, you see his face. Okay. What if I, in a dream, then Sifu tell you, you have 60 more years?
Should be happy.
Should be happy, huh? And then what if Sifu tell you, the last 30 years, you'll be...
Rather not have those extra 30 years.
Rather not have the extra 30 years. How do we deal with that? In whatever way we realize that we have 30 years left, what if it's 3 days left? What if it's 3 months left or 3 years left? I think not many people can do what the Buddha did. Yeah. So, like it or not, we can say that the Buddha died of food poisoning. So it was not because he relinquished his life force. Or maybe he did relinquish his life force and that's why the food caused damage to his body. Yeah? There are two alternative interpretations. But what we can see is the way he deal with it. The way he come to the things he did in the last 3 to 4 months. And to me, that last three to four months is very telling. That either way, he made good use of that last 3 to 4 months.